to the Dirk Schneider singer UDO, and you listen to That Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview. What's up, guys and girls? Thank you for joining us once more on the favorite podcast of every metalhead and rocker and thrasher in the world, maybe. Anyways, thank you guys. Appreciate your company. And on this episode, we have a legendary frontman, former frontman for Accept, and currently of UDO. We're speaking of Udo Dirk Schneider, the German legend, hard rock, heavy metal legend for sure. He's here to promote a new album. Touchdown is the name of the album, dropping August 23rd. Atomic Fire Records presents. Right now, we're going to check out the title track for the album by the name of Touchdown. So here we are. Check it out, guys. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
never disappoints, always on the point, always on the spot, in the pocket, as you can say. UDO never disappoints. So anyways, to all the Accept fans in the house listening, this is a treat for you guys, and Udo returns to the show here to promote this album, Touchdown. You guys can pick it up very soon here, unless you are listening to this episode after August 23rd. Then you guys have access to the whole album. So anyways, right now you guys can check out a couple of videos on online, YouTube and all that. Touchdown was the song you guys just heard. A complete badass rocker, heavy metal for sure. So anyways, let's go straight into the interview with the legendary Udo Dirkschneider. Here we are. Well, first of all, welcome back to the show. You were on the show about 2 years ago here with us, so thank you for making time again. Awesome.
Oh, okay. It's always, if you have put something new out, you have to talk about this.
Right. We'll have some new questions.
okay.
New album this time. It's called Touchdown, dropping in August 23rd. Are you excited for this album?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, it's a straightforward album. It's definitely more aggressive than the last album, Game Over. It's really straightforward, and yeah, I'm really happy with the whole album.
Which is your favorite song on this album?
Oh, let's say my really personal favorite song is Betrayer and Touchdown and Forever Free.
How do you come up with the lyrics, brand new lyrics? Do you, what inspires you? Do you read a book or do you watch a movie?
No, I mean, let's say on this album, definitely there are some songs that are like Isolation Band, for example, is a song. It was about the pandemic situation what we had. You know, you cannot go to a restaurant, you cannot go to your brother, sister, my son or whatever. I mean, have to stay home. And that was very easy to write lyrics about this. And then we had the song The Flood. That was like, we had a big flood here in Germany. So, and the house of my son was completely gone. It's also a true story. So we was easy to write lyrics about this. And then we had the song Fight For Your Right. It's a song, you know, our guitar player Andriy Smirnov, he was living in Ukraine, and you know, this is like about the war between Russia and Ukraine. So thank God he's out of the Ukraine and he's living now in Germany. So in a way it was very easy, but the rest of the songs, you know, is like what has happened around us. Normally it's easy if you watch the news, and to get so much ideas for lyrics about political things, social things, for the climate or whatever, you know. So in a way, it just have a look around you and then you have enough ideas.
That's true, huh? We're living in weird times. Wars going on. You watch the news, like you say, and there you go. There's a bunch of songs right there.
Oh, yeah. Very easy.
It's real sad, but true. You know what's going on over there in Ukraine. But
is like, I mean, of course, I mean, also, I mean, we are very well informed. Of course, Andriy has still contact with some people in Ukraine, you know, and also we have also a lot of contacts to Russian people, and also, you know, for them, it's like they cannot say what they want. They're really scared about this, you know. They are, in a way, not happy with this, but if they say something wrong, they're directly in jail, you know. This is also a strange situation going on, really strange situation.
Here's a dumb question, Udo. Do you have a big fan base in Russia?
Yes, I mean, UDO quite big in Russia, you know. I mean, normally we do 30 or 35 shows in Russia, you know, and I mean, this market and also Ukraine is gone for us, you know. And I mean, if you put, let's say, the war and political things on the side, I mean, I feel really sorry for our fans, you know, that we cannot play in these countries anymore at the moment, you know. And tough things are happening, you know. But it's not possible to do a tour in Russia at the moment, you know. Then they have big problems. You are definitely banned on the rest of the Western countries, you know. Then they say, okay, if you do Russia, then please then do only Russia, but in the rest of the countries, no way.
Yeah, we usually don't get political, but we hope for the best for the Russian metal fans, the Russian people, the Ukraine, of course, all the what's going on. We wish them the best.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're craving metal and rock. But
they're missing nobody. Nobody's coming at the moment, you know. It's really sad, you know. But anyway, it is like it is at the moment, and we will see. How the future, what the future will bring, you know. So, wait and see.
We'll wait and see for things to get better.
Hopefully.
Back to Touchdown. Why the title Touchdown? What's behind the meaning? We know we have the American football sport Touchdown, but why the title?
Yeah, why the title? I mean, so we didn't have a title for this album, you know. It was like, oh, we want to call this album. So, and then we was on a South American tour. We was sitting at the airport in a sports bar, and then the football game was going on, and then we heard always like this touchdown, and I said, hey guys, this is the right title for this album, you know. We also make a touchdown with this album. We bring everything, our music, over the line, you know. And the football game, I mean, I'm not a huge football fan, but I mean, I'm watching that here also in Germany. We have a lot of things going on now here in Germany with football, you know. And then said, hey, it fits perfectly. This game is really powerful. It's like aggressive. It's like, it fits together with the album. So, and then we called the album Touchdown.
Yeah, it's a cool title. So does
it is.
Yeah, very cool. Does anybody else help you with lyrics, or do you do all the lyrics?
No, I mean, what I'm doing at the last two albums, I work on the lyrics now with my son. Before, I did it alone, in a way. And now it works perfectly, you know. I mean, he's also coming up with ideas, very interesting. And also, I work with my son on melodies for vocals, you know. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, it's a different generation. My son is 30 years old, you know. It's like they have different ideas, you know, and I'm, let's say, a really open-minded guy. And I said, okay, let's try it, you know. And then sometimes he come up and said, hey, Dad, maybe you can think maybe like this, or I have an idea, can you try this? So, and it worked out perfectly. And I'm really happy that I can work with him together like this, you know.
That's very cool that you have everybody knows you have your son in the band, Sven. Great musician, great drummer, awesome talent, thanks to your genes. Do you guys talk about something else besides music? Like when you're not holding, he's not holding drumsticks, you're not holding the mic. Do you guys talk about cars or animals? Or
no, I mean, we are quite with the family, you know. He has two kids now already. So I'm a grandfather two times already. I go to his house, you know, see the kids, and having barbecue, talking normal things, you know, about life, not like always like music, you know.
Very cool. I can imagine some of those conversations. Very cool. I have two kids, so here's a different question. Peter is still playing with you, right? Peter Baltis?
Yes, Peter Baltis is back.
Wow.
I mean, it was also not planned, you know. I mean, he was helping us out. Our bass player was ill, you know. He was collapsed in Munich on the third show on the Game Over album, on the Game Over tour. And then for me, it was like, who can help us out? And then, of course, I was working already with Peter on some stuff, like We Are One album and also on Dirk Schneider and the Old Gang. So, and then I called him and I said, hey, Peter, we have a big problem. Then he said, yeah, okay, give me 1 hour, I call you back. He called me back and I said, okay, I'm coming. So, it was not planned that he become a permanent member, you know. He said, okay, I help you out as long as Thielen needs to recover. So, and then it was, I think, in South America, we get an email from our bass player, and he said, I don't want to be a member of UDO anymore.
Okay.
I mean, don't ask me. Everybody was like, "Hey, why? Where's the problem?" And then we was also sitting together having a dinner in a restaurant in South America, and then we were talking about, okay, somebody has an idea who can be the new bass player, and somebody knows a good bass player, and then Peter said, I would love to be the new bass player in UDO. And I was like, what? and then he said, okay, give me 2 days. And I said, okay. He has to sort out some things in America, and he's living in Florida, you know, and then he's doing a lot of stuff in studios and working with some bands and whatever. So, and then 2 days later, he said, okay, I'm in. I said, wow. Okay. and then he's in a way, the new member of UDO, the new bass player, you know. But okay, for me, it's not new. but it's like, I don't know, it's a really nice feeling to have him back also on stage, you know. Okay, he was not involved in composing on the Touchdown album, but he was playing the bass. And what can I say?
No. Awesome. This is awesome for us fans. Very cool.
Oh, yeah, I mean, everybody said, what? I said, yeah, no, sometimes things that happened, you know.
How does it feel? I mean, having the same sound, the same bass sound on stage from the 80s, so the that Accept sound, it must feel exciting. Yeah. Right, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, of course Peter has his own sound, you know, and then he was putting on this sound also on the Touchdown album. And of course it's like, he can explain this, his bass playing is really, he makes the music alive, you know. He's one of the best bass players in heavy metal, you know.
Oh yeah.
And, can I say? I mean, it's definitely also now the rest of the band is like, wow, it is just a completely different thing now. And I mean, he's also, Peter is a really down-to-earth guy, you know. It's a lot of fun. We are laughing a lot on tour, and I don't know, it's really funny. And I'm really happy to have him back. And It's strange, but I'm looking forward already to the next album when he's involved in composing songs, you know. So that will be also very, very interesting.
Well, everybody knows you quit Accept a long time ago, and you stopped playing those songs, and then you started playing Accept songs again, right? Is that right? Were people asking for the songs, or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a situation. I can go under Dirk Schneider, then we only play Accept songs. And we have UDO, you know, and especially on the festival season, a lot of people, they're asking, oh, is that possible? You come under Dirk Schneider and play Accept them. We said, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. And so that's a good thing, you know. I mean, but when we go as UDO, we don't play any Accept songs.
Okay.
We have to do this. If we come on tour in America now, after 3 times canceling America about pandemic stuff, now finally we are coming, beginning of November, the tour will start at beginning of November until the middle of December, so far what I heard. And so everybody's like, they have to play Wall to the Wall. He said, yeah, I know Wall to the Wall. Without Wall to the Wall, America is not possible. So that will be definitely a song on the set list, you know.
Are you guys doing Metal Heart? It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We will see maybe two Accept songs we put in the set list in America, you know. But we will see, maybe it can be Metal Heart. Maybe it can be Faster the Shark, but we can change that also from night to night if we want, you know, to keep it interesting. But definitely balls will in there.
Yeah, I saw you posted a flyer on social media. It said Rock Horrors 2024 Dirk Schneider. So that's the Accept set right there?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what I said. I mean, on the festival seasons, I mean, a lot of people, then promoters say, oh, can you come as Dirk Schneider? We said, yeah, no problem. I don't have any problems with that. And I mean, now with Peter, it's much easier.
Yeah, You guys should have the name Accept instead of Wolf. You guys have more original members than he does. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also in the back. I'm still working with Stefan Kaufman. That means we member.
Oh,
of
wow.
Except, you know?
Wow, that'd be great.
Anyway, I mean, this is a different story, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It's a different story. Do you ever get tired, Udo, of getting up in the morning and I got to go walk around the airports again or getting a van or getting a bus, sit in a van backstage and play live?
Doing with a nightliner, it's easy going, you know. But if you go on festivals, you know, you have to fly and then you have to drive for 2 hours somewhere to the festival place and stuff like that. This is sometimes, you know, it's always like waiting on the airport and the plane is delayed. And
yeah.
This is like sometimes, you know, like, oh, here we go. But okay, it's a part of the thing. But in the summer, I mean, you don't do any, let's say, 50 shows or whatever, you know. Maybe you do. What we did is like around 19 or 20 shows, festivals, you know, in the summer. So that in a way, it's easy, let's say, in this way. But sometimes, you know, you sit at the airport and say, oh, here we go. But it's a part of the whole thing, you know.
It's a part of the show, yeah. Walking airports and whatever. Some people don't know Some people don't know what you guys go through, you know, waiting around in airports and all that. It's just another different story. You don't see it on YouTube.
I don't think if some people go with us on tour or on festivals stuff, like in the summer, I think, I don't know what they're thinking. We are on holiday? Definitely not.
Yeah, being on stage, the 1 hour or whatever, 1 hour and a half is the easy part. But yeah, anyway.
That's in a way the easy part, yeah. It's more relaxing than waiting at the airport.
So what inspires you to get up and pick up a pen or pick up a mic, Udo? What inspires you after all these years? Is it the fan base or what makes you do that? Keep going, you know.
It is in first place that I'm still having fun to do this, you know. That's the most important thing. Without fun, I will say, okay, thank you very much and bye-bye. No, and then it's also like, you know, for me, it's like if you're on tour and on stage and you look into the audience, you know, and you see smiling faces and then you know you did something, you know, you give the people something, you know, that the people enjoy it. And that's also keeps it going, you know, that if you see, yes, you know, you do something that the people coming to a concert maybe and forget some problems at home and whatever, and just enjoying maybe 2 hours, you know, in a show and go home with a smile on their face. That's the most important thing.
Awesome. Wow, you're very grounded, very, very humble, very cool. Here's a different question, Udo. I'm not sure if you're aware of the news from Ozzy Osbourne canceling gigs left and right because of his health. What's your opinion on him? Do you think he'll ever return to the stage?
In my opinion, I say no.
Yeah.
I don't think that he will come back. I mean, in some interview, he's saying, I come just with a chair on stage, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I think this is over.
Yeah.
I think this is over. For me, personally, that's my personal thinking, you know? And I don't know that he is coming. I don't know that he will be back on stage.
So what's next on your agenda, Udo? What's after these interviews, what's next on your schedule?
Today I'm done with interviews. I did already 10.
Wow.
nearly the whole day, but on the schedule is now with the, going on with festivals until the end of October, and then American tour starts and Canada. And then the beginning of next year, we start with a European tour. That will be also a long tour. Then go to South America again, Australia, Japan. So, and then festivals again. Already the first festival for next year is already confirmed. So that means we are quite busy.
Wow. It's good to hear you're super active, Udo. Awesome. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. But before we let you go, would you like to send a message to your fans listening to the podcast?
Yeah, but can I say, I'm I'm really looking forward to come to America again after 3 times canceling about the pandemic stuff. That was not possible, and now I'm looking forward to come to America, and hopefully a lot of people are coming. I hope the people like the new album Touchdown, coming out on the 25th of August. And yeah, stay heavy, stay true.
Awesome. Thank you, Udo, for your time. Thank you for the great chat. And keep rocking, keep bringing the awesome music, and we'll see you in Texas soon.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely we play in Texas. I know that already. So, yeah, see you there maybe, and have a nice evening.
Awesome.
For you is not evening. For you is daytime.
Daytime.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great...
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Legendary Udo Dirk Schneider speaks to us and gives us his opinion on Ozzy's return to the stage, yes or no. He gives us his opinion right there if you guys paid attention. And he speaks of rejoining with Peter Balti's original bass player. Well, not sure about original, but a bass player from the 80s for the band Accept. The signature sound and the signature lineup of the 80s. That bassist, Mr. Balti's, is now with Udo on the bass once more. So you got about a 40% original Accept lineup in Udo's band, Udo, as it's supposed to be pronounced, right? So anyways, awesome. Maybe we can get Mr. Balti's on the show soon. We'll give it a shot. So anyways, thank you, Udo. Thank you for joining our show once more to promote Touchdown and to speak and give us an update on the whereabouts and an update on the band, of course. And a big shout out to his son also, who is the drummer for Udo. Anyway, so pick it up very soon. Touchdown. You guys can stream Touchdown right now, the song. And as far as our podcast, support or no support, we'd appreciate your company. If you guys want to swing by our socials and give it a like, share stuff, download stuff, it's all awesome to us and it's all a big help. So subscribe on our YouTube channel, That Metal Interview on YouTube. So thank you guys and girls, metalheads, rockers. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.